Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Friday wine review. So I decided to pop open something a little late because, you know, I've been drinking a lot of seasonal Beaujolais, but it's the Beaujolais Nouveau, but I wanted to try a Beaujolais Voulage, and I brought this like 2 years ago, and I held on to it because the fruitiness of the grape, the Gamay grape, G-A-M-A-Y, Gamay grape, is a little more fruitful. So a lot of people transition from a white wine into red wines by having more fruitful type wines, and this is one of them. And if you jump into a Gamay grape, and you see them in different quantities, but it comes from Beaujolais, France. So I like Beaujolais, I do, and sometimes I want something a little more fruitful than anything. So this is the one that most Beaujolais are. It depends on the texture and everything as well. Is they have a nice fruitful flavor. They last a little longer because the fruitfulness, I don't want to say sweet, but the fruitfulness of it. And it's a lasting effect. So I like to have these. And I had some kind of casserole and it had like plantains in it. So it was like a red sauce with some plantains and that slight sweetness and then with the bitterness in there. I was like, you know what? Let me pull out my Beaujolais Voulage and or villages that most people say. So I tried to say, let me see as something that blends well with the food that I'm eating. But this is an older 2014, so it's 5 years old. And I wanted to see if this was like done with. Because remember, I got a lot of wines here that are older that I'm going through and say, look, man, I better get the old stuff first and then clear out and then open up for some newer wines. So, Beaujolais Voulage. Told you where it's from. It's a French wine, fruity wine. You know, most wines from France is a little dry as well. So I grabbed this and I said, what do I get out of it? So this one, I get out. I kind of enjoy. You can see the color. It's decent. It's not real inky and dark. It does have a light texture color on it. Let's see what the aroma is on it. So slightly raspberry. I say slightly raspberry. Put my nose back in it again. Yeah, a slight raspberry. They said raspberry, plums, slightly tannic. But let's take a drink. So, not bad. And I drank a lot of it anyway, so just to let you know. It's not the real, real fruity like you would normally have on the front end. But it has the slight fruitness in there. Not a lot of alcohol because the heat in the back isn't coming up. So you don't taste as much of the alcohol that's in there. I thought letting it sit a little longer, the fermentation or whatever, would give you a little more alcohol setting on it. But it's not giving me that as well. But it's a nice smooth, because this is a light body. It's a nice smooth red wine that can be complemented with light dishes. You know, something really light. Cooked, but light. I don't think you can get anything like a salad or anything like cold fresh. But they said to have it slightly chilled. I don't really like it chilled. I still like it room temperature. When I tried to chill, I wasn't a big fan of it either. But it's okay. This is a Beaujolais Voulage. So kind of get that out. It's a 2014, but get some of the newer ones. Don't try to get an older because these Beaujolais Gamay grape type wines should be drunken pretty young. So when you get that opportunity, just grab it from that. Other than that, I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. Find me on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads from Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, Spreaker, all of them. We are all out there for you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life.